Jin killed me, and I found peace. It was an ironic twist of fate that a demon would save the mortal world from corruption and decay. I had woven such potent magic to give myself immortality and infinite power that even I did not know how to stop myself. It was like an avalanche. Once started, there was no way to stop it. One piece of the land struck another and that another until the entire world of Barbaria was cascading towards me, giving me all of its life energy and magic, leaving behind a barren, dying world. In that moment, when the pillar of corruption I created caught all of that power, the worlds of Naraka and Barbaria were confused and intertwined. Jin's summoning master died, and she should have returned to Naraka, but they were one, and so return she did, and yet did not. When the pillar was destroyed, the worlds separated once more, but Jin remained, and in that moment, Jin was mortal. Her eternal soul was no longer in Naraka with her physical form in the mortal world. Both now joined existed in Barbaria. Jin was herself now, and would never serve another. Jin, I gave you this gift of free will and life. Use it wisely, for there are no more lives for you. As I die, demon, I thank you. You have ended my accursed life. My spell of absolute divinity could not be stopped by me, but you were the hero of prophecy that had the power to end my otherwise eternal existence. Jin, your reward is your curse. You now live and can die. You will grow old. You will grow fat and weak if you do not care for yourself. You, Jin, are truly mortal. Of course, the divine rules that governed you are no more. Jin, take your place within the world. See if you can forge a life there, even if you are shunned by all for your race. See if you can find a way to bring hell to Barbaria, opening the portals of hell yourself. Jin, perhaps you can learn to summon your own kind. Whatever you do, hold to the one precious thing that you have, your life, and heed this demon. Destroy not the world you live in, for when it is gone, you will have nothing left to enjoy. Not even a soul to torment,